If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we are continuing our discussion with Basil Yards, and he's continuing his explanation of being part of the British Empire.
Isn't that something?
Because we were so colonized and thought that the Queen was the greatest person in the world. She was my queen. I had never seen her, but she was my queen. And Britain was the greatest place in the world.
This is all totally foreign to me, by the way.
Every Barbadian's dream when I was a boy was to go to Britain. It was paradise.
Oh, wow.
And every Friday morning we would stand up and sing, "Rule Britannia, Britannia, rule the waves. Britain never, 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 never shall be slaves." And we were the slaves.
But we
were singing the praises of Britain because it was so wonderful. The evangelists had done such a great job.
The propagandists,
who in the church we call the evangelists. Now, it is important to understand. Let me finish the other two.
Sure.
There was the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist. The pastor was someone who was responsible for making sure that all the needs of the local people were taken care of, making sure that they were healthy. They were now the subjects of Britain. Mm-hmm. So they were supposed to be well taken care of. The social justice minister, but we call that person the pastor.
Mm.
And then there was the teacher, the person who was supposed to teach the laws and the lifestyle of Britain so well that is the lifestyle and the laws that would be kept on the country.
So
everything in Barbados was done exactly the way
which made it
was done
little England.
In Britain.
Wow.
Now, this concept is the concept that Paul used and that Jesus recognized. Jesus did not coin the term disciple. Disciples was a term that was used by Caesar's government.
Really?
That was colonizing Palestine.
Yeah.
Jesus used the term disciple because it was already being used. Remember, he said to the priests, the scribes and the Pharisees, you have your own disciples. Okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And he used the term apostle. He trained apostles.
Mm-hmm.
He trained apostles to send them out like generals.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose was for them to go and take countries. They were not going to take them physically, but they were going to take the hearts of the people for heaven.
Mm-hmm.
For the kingdom of heaven.
Of heaven.
So, and the king of heaven.
So now as it's coming together, so the model between how Britain set up Barbados and Jesus said, you know, going out, and there is a similarity, there's a congruence there.
The exact method of colonizing.
Wow.
The exact method of bringing, that word colony or colonize has become a bad term, but it is not at all a bad term. It is a good term. If you understand what it really means.
Yeah.
The exact thing that Britain did to colonize the world, and at one time the sun never set in the British Empire.
Yes.
Okay? Whenever the sun was going down on one part of the British Empire, was rising on another part of the British Empire. Because this little island in Europe, a little island that can fit into Guyana many times, mm-hmm. that little island had colonized more than half of the world.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
But the method they use is what Paul refers to in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. He gave some apostle, some prophet, some evangelist, some pastors, some teachers for the equipping of the saints for their work of ministry.
Okay.
Now, people look at that, and because they don't understand what this system was, they brush over it.
Mm-hmm.
And some people even use the terms but don't really fully understand what they mean or what the functions are. As a matter of fact, there are people who use those terms as titles, but they're not titles. Their functions.
Okay.
Pastor is not a title. My name is not pastor. I tell people, call me Basil. My name is Basil.
I do that okay? all the time with you. Well, I do. I'll tell you, I do that all the time because people call me Father Bob. So, you know. Well, okay. So that's good.
But people will look at me, the way I function, the things that I do, and they will be able to determine whether I am pastor, whether I am apostle, whether I am teacher, by my function. Mm-hmm. Now, these functions or offices are set, equipping offices or equipping gifts are set in the church to equip the believers to do their work of ministry. So, an evangelist, the work of an evangelist, is to equip believers to evangelize.
You know, there's something.
The work of a pastor uh-huh. is to equip the believers to serve and to care. The work of a teacher is to equip the believers to teach. Believers need to be doing these things. And if the church was doing these things, the world would be a much better place than it is.
Now, there's something that's really clicking with me as you're saying this. Because, you know, every parish has its team
mm-hmm.
in different ways, and many are volunteers. But it's always, well, here is the pastor, and he's in charge, and then we help out the pastor. And really, I'm understanding in the Catholic Church, there's a lot of like a change coming from Pope Francis, kind of a change of understanding of doing the mission.
Mm-hmm.
So we take that same idea, and you have these people, but they have to. The difference would be if I can, and I'm just, this is just coming together.
Mm-hmm.
This is my light bulb moment. The difference would be we wouldn't say, well, he's the pastor, and then. This person over here does this, and this person over here does that. It's this is the team that takes their gifts, which is where we're called to be, takes their gifts for the mission of spreading the gospel. And you're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. We're going to be back with Basil next Tuesday. Next Monday, of course, I'll be delivering my homily. But next Tuesday, you'll be able to hear him, and we're going to continue for the rest of the week. great stuff he has to say to us. Hey, I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, remember you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday. So if you were in the market for a church to call home and you weren't sure how to go about test driving one, this standing invitation allows you to do just that. There is a misconception about Catholic churches, and one of the things people think is, well, I have to contribute, otherwise people are going to look at me. That's called being hands hanging. Well, that's not true. We actually don't focus on that. But if you are there and you don't want to feel uncomfortable if you put nothing in the collection basket, here's what I'm going to have you do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston and for just us, not for any other church or parish. So just keep that in mind. If you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. So our conversation with Basil Yards has been fascinating this week. It'll be more fascinating next week as we start getting into the idea of how to do the discipleship that he's teaching in his own church. And it's simply a matter, which is something, believe it or not, a lot of people on radio and television are very shy, and I'm one of them, believe it or not. So I just want to let you know, it's learning to talk with people and learning to spread the faith in that way. So he talks about some really fascinating things, and we're going to hear about it next week. And that was one of the things. He was talking to me about it, and I said, you know what? This belongs on radio. Let's talk about it. And that's what we're doing in the part of this program. So in the meantime, have yourself a blessed weekend. New year to you as it continues, and we'll see you next week. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.